There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
If you're planning a holiday this summer, or if you're not, maybe you could look at a new way of going on holiday. Ever thought of swapping your house? You go to somebody else's house and they come to yours. Tis a thing. So you leave your house in Cork and you go off to someone in Spain or France or Portugal or wherever you want to go, and they come to your house. And you literally swap houses for the couple of weeks. It's a thing. A lot of teachers actually do it. And Sharon Holland, who is the deputy principal at St. Al's in Carrigtool. Sharon, you've been doing this now for a couple of years. You've done it over 50 times, in fact. A totally different way to plan your holidays. How did you get into it first? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, PJ? Thanks for having me on. How did we start in the first place? I suppose we had really good holidays as secondary school teachers. We were lucky to have holidays in common. But like a lot of newly married couples with young families and maybe new mortgages and all the rest, all of the bills that go with that, we kind of couldn't afford to travel. And being teachers, we were locked into the most expensive times of the year to travel with the peak school holidays. So it was friends of ours actually that we used to work with in Fermoy, Mike and Mona, lovely couple, former colleagues, who mentioned that they had home exchanged a couple of times with friends of theirs in the States. And it just got me thinking. That, I suppose, coupled with the holidays. So that movie was definitely a reference point. But I started doing a little bit of research and the idea grew on me. And I suppose, you know, Ger and I would be, I suppose, quite open. Our jobs are very relational. You meet hundreds of people every single year. And from that point of view, you know, it builds and breeds good trust in people.
So the concept is as simple as it sounds. We swap houses for 3 weeks.
Exactly. We swap houses. Now, it's a very simple concept. You sign up to a subscription. There are a number of different websites. We would use one in particular and always have done for the past almost 16 years at this point now. It is very simple, where you're doing your reciprocal exchanges. You agree your dates. You search the website. You can search the website by the type of house you're looking for. You can search by country. You can search by region. You can search by if you have a particular interest in, let's say, for example. You can search by homes that are located near to golf courses or golf links. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the website is very user friendly in that manner.
I see where this summer, for example, you're going to one of my favourite cities in the world, San Sebastian.
Mm. Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it?
It's gorgeous. How's it all going to work?
So we will do 2 weeks in San Sebastian.
You'll go to another person's house in San Sebastian and they'll come to yours in Cork.
They will be here in Cork, exactly, for that 2 weeks. I suppose the beauty of it is that you really, like an awful lot of people, I suppose, particularly when you're travelling in numbers, love that self-catering option. So that, number one, you're not tied into eating out every night from a financial point of view. But number two, so that you can get up in the morning and you're not under any pressure to go downstairs for breakfast or to go out for breakfast. It's certainly something that works very well for us. And you do still, of course, have the option of using all of the local amenities and so on. But you have a much more, I suppose, homely feel when you're staying in somebody's house and in somebody's home. And what we've encountered over the course of really every exchange that we've been on is that people really want you to enjoy your time in their home. And we want that for them as well. So from that point of view, you really do try to make sure that your home is cozy and welcoming and as tidy or reasonably tidy as it can be. And then there are small little benefits as well. Like, for example, over the years, you learn tips and tricks as you go. So, for example, in the last few years, what we've done is in communicating, once we've confirmed exchanges, we would often have a chat and say, well, look, we'll do a, let's say, an agreed amount, a 50 euro shop for ye. We'll make sure the fridge is full of food for ye, so that you won't have to dash and do that when you arrive. Is there anything in particular that you really love to have in the fridge? They do the same for us on the other side. So there are just loads of little added extras that make it so homely.
So you're communicating on an ongoing basis with the people who are going to live in your house and you're going to live in theirs. You don't just you don't just arrive. This can take months of preparation.
Yeah, that's precisely it. You know, usually, I suppose, if I was to guess on average, most years, not every year, but most years, we would book our summer holiday in maybe kind of January, February, early March. Mm-hmm. That's not to say that everybody does that. They don't, because not everybody, I suppose, we're in the lucky position that we know our holidays each year with them being teaching holidays. Whereas, you know, some people mightn't have that kind of notice. There is, for example, on the website that we use, there is a last minute section. So you can go and have a look at all of the properties that are listed as being open to exchanging in the next few weeks, you know. So, you know, there are lots of different options and there's lots of scope there for different people who are in, you know, various circumstances.
I might say, okay, I can go on any number of booking sites and rent a place that's privately owned for a period of time. The difference here, Sharon, is it's a swapsie. You don't pay for their house and they don't pay for yours.
Absolutely. It is free. Yeah, it is free. And I mean, that is, in a time of rising costs, I just think it's a no-brainer, you know. We started doing this, as I said to you a couple of minutes ago, for financial reasons. But as I've said to many, many people at this point, even if we were to win the lotto, I do firmly believe that we'd continue to travel like this, because it really does afford you, financially and from every point of view, so many more options. You're kind of living in the heart of a place amongst the people of the place, as opposed to being apart from the people of the place. You know, so I suppose some people absolutely love the idea of a hotel, and it wouldn't be a holiday for them if it weren't a hotel. But I suppose, and I've met loads of people who are completely closed to the idea. You almost always know immediately when you speak to people about home exchange how they feel about it, because you can sometimes see the shiver going down somebody's spine at the idea of somebody coming into their home, you know, while they're not there.
I'll get to that bit in a minute. But what kind of different, beautiful, wonderful places have you stayed in that, say, I couldn't go to by holidaying in the normal way?
I think it's the range for us that has been phenomenal. Our first ever exchange was to Auteuil in Paris, which is just the most beautiful part of Paris, very close to the city, about 15-minute walk from the Eiffel Tower. And it's all, I wouldn't have known at the time, but I do know now, it's quite an exclusive part of Paris. I mean, if you were to book into a hotel in Auteuil, I'd be frightened to think of what it would cost you for a night to stay. But we were staying in the heart of Auteuil, wandering the streets, eating pastries from the same bakeries that everybody who was staying in the 500 euro a night hotel was. And it was absolutely free. And we had a lovely, authentic two-bedroom apartment. And it was just wonderful. Equally, in Tuscany, we stayed in just the most gorgeous kind of medieval, kind of a monastery, I would say, a monastery converted into a villa. It had probably, you know, had, if the walls could speak type thing. There were four different families. The property had been divided into four different properties. We were staying in one of them. We got to know the neighbours quite well, in spite of the language barrier. Their children were the same age as our children, and they were all just running around playing, you know, speaking the international language of play and joy. And it was just idyllic, you know.
Lovely, lovely. Now, you talk about Paris and you talk about Tuscany, right, in the summertime. How do you convince them that rainy Ballycotton is the place they want to be?
Oh, it never rains in Ballycotton, PJ. It doesn't rain in East Cork at all. I suppose what we see as being a deficit is sometimes what other people are longing for. You know, if you're used to living in, let's say, Tuscany, and it's drought from, or potential drought from April until October each year, and, you know, the things that we long for because of our damp climate are sometimes the opposite in terms of what other people are longing for.
Fair
so they're
boy.
Quite happy to come for the mild weather. They're quite happy to come and bring the rain gear or borrow a bit of rain gear and use whatever okay. we have here in the house, you know. I suppose Ireland is such a small country. I've often had visitors, particularly visitors from the States, who've come and said, yeah, we did a day trip to Belfast and drove back that night. You know, now, that, to my mind, would be insane. And to most people's minds, you know, yeah. that is not the kind of thing you'd be doing. But the sense of scale proportionate yeah. to people in the States, it's just completely different. So I suppose a holiday for a lot of people is a change. And, you know, that old cliche, change is as good as a holiday, yeah. you know. Mm. That is the appeal, I think, for a lot of people. So wherever you're located and whatever the size of your home, I can guarantee you that there are people out there who'd be thrilled to come. Yeah.
You've done the States. You've done Vegas, mm-hmm. California.
We did. We did a California trip and we did a New York trip. As part of the New York trip, we went up to Massachusetts and visited Cape Cod for a couple of weeks. And as part of the California trip, we did a kind of a drive out to Vegas and stayed for two nights, and we stayed in Palm Springs for four nights as well. So, I mean, these are opportunities with a young family that we just couldn't have afforded were it not for the free accommodation, you know?
Now, let's look at the accommodation, and I'm going to come up with one small fly in the ointment here, Sharon, in my house. There's absolutely no way in the wide earthly world that the nicest people on the planet will be allowed to go through my wife's knicker drawer. It just ain't going to happen. Your house is your private space. Can you maintain your...
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Privacy, like, can you lock a room and put stuff into it, or do you give out the whole house?
Different people do different things, PJ. I'm going to leave you negotiate that marital point for yourself. Thanks very much. I'll make no comment. It really is up to yourself. And I think, like everything in life, good communication is key. So I think the general thing of exchange is about making sure that you're clear with people about what you're offering, making sure that you're not kind of trying to maybe oversell your home. We've lived in two different homes over the period of time that we've been exchanging, very, very different homes. And at different stages, they were in very different states of completion. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember exchanging at one point where we had two of the bedrooms were out of commission, the utility room was in the middle of being done up, one of the bathrooms was out of commission. Well, we just made it clear on our listing that was the case, what wasn't available and what was available. When it comes to the privacy piece, that's exactly, I suppose, what I was saying to you a moment ago. I think some people just, for whatever reason, and I utterly respect it, they just feel no. This is just not for me. It's my worst nightmare. I couldn't mm-hmm. even conceive of the idea. And that's fine, you know. But for anybody who might be interested or is worrying about maybe the knicker drawer or the bills or the paperwork that's around the place, what most people do is that they have an area of their home or a room in their home where they lock things away.
Yeah.
Or I know of a family that we're friendly with in Ireland who also exchange. And what they do is they put all of their paperwork into a big box and they move it to their mother-in-law's house. You know, yeah. So anything that you're not comfortable with, or if you have beautiful jewellery or fabulous valuables, I can tell you we don't have them in our house.
There's the thing, for example, like you've got your house rented out and don't mind the knicker drawer, the jewellery is there. You know, the yes. personal yes. possessions are there. Things that are yes. of great sentimental value are in your home. You're taking yes. a chance, aren't you?
There is a chance. There's absolutely a chance. And I remember I am the worrier in our relationship, if you like. And I do remember the sense of mixed anticipation and worry the first time that we exchanged. And I am the type of person who kind of runs through all the worst case scenarios as a means of kind of coping with maybe it won't be so bad. So I do get that side of things. But for anybody who has really strong sentimental connection to something, I would strongly advise that you put it away, 100%. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just be practical and be pragmatic about it. Like, we don't pack an awful lot of stuff away. There are certain things that we do, most of the things that we leave out. But my rule of thumb is we treat home exchange the way we treat our daily lives. I would prefer to kind of use the things that we're surrounded with in our home rather than have them up on a high shelf yeah. where you're looking at them. Now, different people have different thoughts. I'd prefer to break something and have had the pleasure of using it than never to have used it at all. I know it's different in different homes.
You mentioned breaking something. There's a thing. If I'm away and I'm renting an apartment somewhere, I've paid a security deposit. If I happen to break a window or have some kind of an accident in that regard, it's dealt with. Yeah. What happens if a valuable item gets broken, the telly gets broken, and what happens?
Now, there are a couple of different layers of protection. When you sign up, now I can only speak for the website that we use.
Yeah.
Obviously, if your listeners are going to sign up, by all means, do read the terms and conditions, even if only for your own sense of reassurance. But when you sign up for a subscription service with the company with whom we have signed up, you do have insurance. So there's when you agree an exchange, now off the top of my head, PJ, I can't remember exactly what the maximum amount is. I have in my head 50,000. I could be wrong, okay?
Okay.
But 50,000 is in my head. You have that insurance coverage for both partners on the exchange.
So if by any chance something were to happen, you're covered?
You're covered, exactly. If, for example, something happens last minute with the exchange and somebody has to pull out, and we have had that experience once, it was a very genuine situation where there was a bereavement within a family, God forbid, and all the rest. But in that situation, the company that you work with come on board and they find an alternative exchange with you and for you. So our experience would be that even in that kind of situation, there's, you know, it's excellent. And there's an extra option there then as well, that if you want, when you're exchanging, you can, if you wish, set up a €500 or €1,000 deposit, if you both want to do that.
Okay.
So it's held with home exchange. It's an extra layer of protection so that if, for example, your lovely wine glasses get smashed or your lovely china gets smashed, the kind of day-to-day stuff, you have something, or home exchange have something held that you can dip into and, you know, be refunded. But to be completely frank, I mean, I can think of two instances where things got broken here. One was some wine glasses in the kitchen, in which case we came home. The family texted us immediately to let us know. I said, look, don't worry. It's nothing that wouldn't get broken ourselves. When I came home, they had gone to the bother of going and sourcing the actual exact same wine glasses, and they had a new set for us back at the house. Absolutely lovely. The second example was we had lovely little twins that came on an exchange from France with their parents. They were splashing in the bath. They splashed a picture that was on the wall. To be completely frank, it wasn't anything that was very expensive. But the mother was all concerned about the picture. She left €100 to replace the picture. Now, I refunded that €100 to the mum because it probably would have only cost me 20 to replace it, you know. But there's a genuine goodwill amongst people, and that honestly has really been our experience. I think there are a lot of like-minded people, and you have to remember it's an equal leap of faith. They want their home to be well-minded as well.
I'm getting that sense, all right, that it's a community rather than a business.
It is. It's a community as opposed to a business. And, you know, I'm not trying to claim now that, you know, that we've stayed in contact with absolutely everybody that we've ever exchanged with, because you'd need an eighth day in the week if that were to be the case for the amount of travelling we've done using home exchange. However, as with all aspects of life, there are certain times that you just click. You just know in the lead into the exchange through the FaceTime calls that we do or through the WhatsApp exchanges or the messages through the Home Exchange app, you just know that there's a bit more connection. And we have stayed in contact with some of the people and they have come back visiting us as our guests while we've been here in our home. And that's just gorgeous as well, you know, that we do have kind of an international set of friends and people that we kind of reach out to and continue to be in contact with. And I just think that's a lovely way to have brought our kids up as well, you know. It's made them, I hope, very open people.
Food for thought indeed, Sharon. So the website you use is what?
The website we use is an American website. It's homeexchange.com. It's probably, I would imagine, one of the oldest organisations. It originated as a teacher exchange site. So I think a lot of people, certainly a lot of maybe older people, would often say to me, oh, but that's just for teachers. You can only sign up to that if you're teachers. That's not the case at all. It's fantastic. It's all very self-explanatory.
Sharon, I'll leave it there. People can think about it themselves. All I can say to you is enjoy San Sebastian. What a gorgeous place.
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. And listen, enjoy that conversation at home now tonight as well as you try to convince your lovely wife.
Have a good day, you.
Thanks, PJ. Lovely to talk to you.
And to you, Sharon. Thanks. 0818 96 96 96. The website she talks of is homeexchange.com, and she has an Instagram with lovely pictures and videos and information too. Now underscore and underscore them underscore home. All right, now underscore and underscore them underscore home.
Cork's 96 FM.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.